You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The U.S. Postal Service is out with a report detailing what it knows about missing ballots and postmark issues in the lead-up to the April 7th election as our state scrambled to expand absentee voting amid the pandemic. In recent months, election officials placed blame on the post office for many of the missing absentee ballots that forced some voters to risk exposure to the virus and stand in lines on election day. Did you get your absentee ballot in time? What do you want to know about the logistics and where the breakdowns occurred? How could this process be improved ahead of November? Join in 800-642-1234. We have Patrick Marley with us, cover state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
So the U.S. Postal Service Office of Inspector General is an independent agency within the Postal Service. Why did they issue this report?
So Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with Congresswoman Gwen Moore and maybe some others, had asked the post office to respond to a number of problems that had been found with the April 7 election. So there were a whole host of problems, some of them related to the post office, some of them related to other issues. And so they asked them to look into some of the things they had heard. The post office came up with this report. One issue they had, there were hundreds of ballots in the Fox Valley that did not get to voters on time for them to cast them. And the post office essentially said that's because they got 749 ballots to be sent to voters on the day of the election, which of course wasn't enough time because the ballots would have had to have been filled out and postmarked for return by the day of the election.
And I want to get to the Fox Valley in a moment, but how did the inspector general decide what irregularities to focus on?
So the members of Congress had specified a few things, the Fox Valley issue, also a problem in Fox Point in suburban Milwaukee, where ballots that were meant to go out to voters kept getting returned to the village hall. Some problems in Milwaukee where a number of people who requested ballots on March 22nd and 23rd never got their ballots. I think those are all the issues they asked them to look at. And so then the post office went back and tried to reconstruct issues as best they could. I'm sorry, the other issue they asked about was a postmarks, which happened across the state where ballots that were returned on or around Election Day either lacked postmarks or their postmarks were illegible. That was another issue they looked into. So the post office tried to look at each of these isolated incidents as best they could. And in many cases, they really couldn't come to firm conclusions because if there weren't the right kinds of tracking mechanisms on particular ballots, then they could only get a rough estimate of where a ballot was at a particular moment in time, rather than being able to dive down specifically as to where it was in the postal stream.
So looking closer at what happened in the Fox Valley, three mailing tubs containing 749 ballots didn't get to voters. What did the post office say about that?
So this one, I would say we have an incomplete picture here. We found out a little bit after the election that the post office said it had found three tubs of ballots right on election day that didn't make it to voters. Now, the post office in the inspector general's report is saying 749 ballots had arrived at the post office on election day, and that's why they hadn't gotten to voters, because it had just gotten to the hands of mail carriers. The reason I don't feel like we have a complete picture is they said these ballots were received from the city of Appleton. And we know there were problems with ballots in the Oshkosh area, Oshkosh as well. So we don't really have a full sense of why all these ballots were there. We also don't know, when did the city put those ballots into, give them to their mail vendor? And when had they received the request? Because if a clerk receives a request at the last minute and then puts it into the postal system, that's the best they can do. If they received it earlier in the process and got behind, that's another issue. So we just don't really have a full view of what happened here.
And a third-party mail vendor is also involved in this as well, which could create more complications.
Yes. So according to the post office, the third party mail vendor got it on April 6th, which would have been the day before the election. So, you know, that's a reasonable turnaround. If they got them on the 6th and gave them to the post office on the 7th, that would appear to be, about the pace at which you would expect things to happen.
Patrick Marley is with us, reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he covers state politics. He's telling us about a report by the U.S. Postal Service Inspector General's office that detailed issues with how absentee ballots were handled in the lead up to the April 7th election. You can join in. Did you not receive an absentee ballot in April, even though you requested one? What happened? What was that experience like? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. So in Milwaukee, there were a couple of issues that you touched on here. Postmark problems and ballots that weren't delivered. What did the report say?
So the postmark issue was complicated and happened at the last minute. Normally, absentee ballots, any ballot has to be back in the hands of clerks on the day of the election by the time the polls close. There was a lot of litigation over Wisconsin's election in April because things were happening so fast as we moved into the shutdown because of the coronavirus, and so many voters turned to mail voting. And so a judge had ordered that ballots could be received for up to a week after the election. And then on the day before the election, the U.S. Supreme Court modified that ruling to say that ballots that arrived in the week after the election could only be counted if they were postmarked by election day. And so the issue is that some pieces of mail don't get postmarked. So there could be, there were pieces of mail, you know, ballots that were returned to the post office by election day, but didn't arrive to clerks until after that, under the court orders, could have been counted, but because they lacked a postmark, they couldn't be counted, is what the U.S. Supreme Court said. And then there's a series of postmarks where a piece of mail was postmarked, but without the specific date. It would just say April 2020. So clerks didn't know what to do with those. And then there were ballots that got postmarked, but you know weren't fully stamped or weren't stamped properly, and so you couldn't read the date on them.
So postmarks aren't standardized.
Postmarks are not standardized. And I think that was eye-opening to state election officials after this had happened, because Wisconsin had never had a postmark rule before. And frankly, I don't think the U.S. Supreme Court or the judges were really aware of how the postmarking system worked, because this case moved so fast, there wasn't really an evidentiary trail. So that should be something that's more fully developed, because we are having more lawsuits over the election for November, and the courts will have a better understanding of the postmark system, which is something that they didn't really understand before.
How do you go about even standardizing the postmark system? What is that process?
Well, you're right. One thing is that the U.S. Post Office can do more to ensure that anything that is a ballot absolutely gets a postmark. They can train their carriers to do that. But I think it's also a matter of for the courts to learn about what the post office does and doesn't do, and the courts to consider things about, well, what do we do if a piece of mail arrives on the day after an election and doesn't have a postmark on it? Do you make an assumption that that ballot had to have been mailed by election day? How else would it have shown up on the following day? And it's also possible, you know, again, state law says that the ballots have to be returned by election day. You know, courts could take a different route this fall than they did in April, and they may stick to that and say that the ballots have to be back by election day and they can't arrive after election day.
We're discussing Wisconsin's absentee ballot crisis, what the Postal Service is explaining in a new report. Patrick Marley covers state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Did you not receive an absentee ballot in April, even though you had requested one? What happened? And considering what happened in April, how will you cast your vote in the November presidential election, in person or absentee? Do you have a witness? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Patrick Marley here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're reviewing a new 17-page report from the U.S. Postal Service's Inspector General. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The report is called Timeliness of Ballot Mail in the Milwaukee Processing and Distribution Center Service Area. The investigation was requested by members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation, sought to answer why absentee ballots were not delivered in a timely manner for the April primary. What questions do you have about how mail-in voting works? And if many more Wisconsinites want to vote this way in November, are you a mail carrier? What would you say about your critical logistical role in the absentee ballot process? Join in at 800-642-1234. We have the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Patrick Marley, who stays with us. Patrick, the report finds that hundreds of ballots experienced issues, but reporting after the election in April cited thousands of ballots were affected. How many discrepancies are there still to investigate?
Yeah, so the reason that we have that difference between hundreds and thousands is that the post office, the inspector general for the post office looked at just cases, first of all, that had to do with the post office, and there were other absentee issues. And then secondly, they didn't look at everything that happened with the post office, but they looked at these specific cases that they were asked about. The short answer to your question is it does appear that thousands of ballots were affected that had some kind of problems. I don't think we'll ever know precisely how many. There are some things that election officials in the post office can pin down as to what happened. And then there are all kinds of isolated cases. You don't have to talk to people for very long before they, you know, you start finding cases of people saying they requested a ballot, it never showed up, or they returned their ballot and the clerks didn't get it. You know, it's a complex process, and you know, the vast majority of ballots were properly received and returned and counted. But there is a higher incidence rate of absentee ballots that are intended to be cast that don't get counted at a higher incidence rate than people going to the polls.
Election officials are expecting a record-breaking number of absentee ballots requests this fall. How are they preparing for that?
So, I mean, they have some advantages compared to April. One is the April election was a bit of a dry run. We did have this, you know, record-shattering number of mail ballots, but all things being equal, April is a lower turnout election than November. And so they saw, and also things developed very quickly in April with just in a matter of weeks, people went from planning to vote at the polls or voting early at an early voting site to voting by mail. Many of those voters were voting by mail for the first time. So now we've got, you know, now we're months from the election, so people have more time to prepare. More voters are familiar with the system to vote by mail, and clerks can have much more time to prepare. So they can order all the supplies they need. They can staff up more easily. They may have an easier time recruiting poll workers and getting them trained for dealing with mail voting than they did in April. But this is absolutely going to be a strain on the system. Because it's a larger election, there will be even more mail voting than we saw before. Supplies will be down. There's a lot of litigation happening, so the rules could change, and the rules could change a couple of times. So it's going to cause a lot of stress for election clerks, and it raises the possibility of some confusion for voters.
Where are we at with absentee ballot applications? Last month, the Wisconsin Elections Commission gave the final okay to mail these applications to nearly all registered voters in Wisconsin. What's the status on that?
Yeah, that should go out in September. So they're not doing this for the August election. People can request an absentee ballot if they would like online or by mail for the August primary, but they're not going to automatically get an application. The vast majority of voters, this is 2.7 million of the state's 3.4 million registered voters. So everyone except for those who have already requested an absentee ballot and those who, but there's about 130,000 people that election officials believe may have moved. They won't be getting these. But everyone else will get a letter that tells them how voting works in Wisconsin, telling them that they have three options. They can vote at the polls on election day. They can vote early in their clerk's office or in some places like Madison at early voting sites, or they can vote by mail. And to vote by mail, if you have a computer, the easiest way to do it is to go to myvote.wi.gov. And this piece of mail will explain how to do that in the online system. And it will also tell them they can request an absentee by mail and include the application there that they can just fill out and mail back to the state.
We're talking with Patrick Marley, cover of state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at a new report from the Postal Service's Inspector General, looking into issues of how absentee ballots were handled in the April 7th election. Still time for you. Are you considering voting in person because you no longer trust the absentee voting process? How do you want to see elections officials address past absentee ballot issues this time around? Join in 800-642-1234. Patrick, there was so much back and forth whiplash litigation leading up in the spring and in terms of how the pandemic was affecting elections. How might this uncertainty and the litigation around elections affect voter behavior? Do we know?
Well, there's a risk that there could be court decisions and then decisions that change on appeal. I don't think it will move at quite the It won't have as many last-minute qualities as the election did in April. The judge who's hearing these cases has essentially consolidated them all into one and says he will rule by the end of August. And so whatever decision he puts in place, you know, that's a fair amount of time before November. There'd be time for appeal to go to the appeals court in Chicago or the U.S. Supreme Court. And then I think election officials' biggest hope is that we have a final decision well in advance of the election day, so everybody knows the rules. Whereas in April, you did see a U.S. Supreme Court decision on the eve of the election that changed what a judge had put in place just days earlier. I think that, you know, the rules of the road for voters is that everybody who wants to vote by mail should decide that early enough that they can request their ballot well in advance. If you're going to vote in this August election, you know, now is probably a good time to request your ballot. You can actually request your ballot online for November. The earlier you request the ballot, the earlier you will get it, the earlier you'll be able to return it and have confidence that even if, you know, the mail takes a few days longer than usual, it will get back in the hands of the clerk and it will be counted.
I want to zoom out here from Wisconsin and look at nationally. The Postmaster General in place last month, Louis DeJoy. President Trump, you know, has put him in place and has criticized the post office for losing money. And then DeJoy told employees to leave mail behind at distribution centers if it delayed letter carriers from their routes. That's according to internal documents that were obtained by the Washington Post. Could a slower delivery policy and rules compromise the absentee ballot system?
Well, definitely, we've got to watch closely as to how the post office, because as you mentioned, it's under a lot of strain for a lot of reasons unrelated to elections. The coronavirus has affected the Postal Service. It's got budget problems, which, related to a decision by Congress to make it pay in advance all of its pension costs. So it's got its set of challenges in it's going to be dealing with just a massive number of mail votes, not just in Wisconsin, but across the country all at once. This Inspector General's report does say that mail typically takes a week to get to its destination. So if you back that up, you know, first of all, I think a lot of mail arrives faster than a week, but that's what the post office says you should expect. So if you request a ballot, it could take up to a week to get to you, and then you fill out the ballot, you return it, could take a week to get back to the clerk. So you should really be requesting ballots 2 weeks in advance.
So when you look at the whole picture of absentee voting, do you anticipate there will be another report from the Inspector General, or is April behind them and they're looking ahead?
Yeah, I don't think they'll be doing another report about April. You know, if there are problems in August or November, I would expect that the Congress would again ask them to report on that. But the Inspector General, it's always going to be backward looking, right? And they have some recommendations of things that could be done for these out of April. But really, by the time you're asking for an Inspector General report, you've already had your problem. So hopefully the post office will learn from this report. Hopefully election officials will learn more from that report about how the Postal Service works and that they can make changes, be better armed to insist that ballots get postmarks and things like that.
Patrick, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Patrick Marley covers state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Coming up, we look at college sports amid the pandemic. Student athletes are weeks away from returning to campuses for training camps. Are you an athlete or a coach or a fan? How do you feel about the return of college sports this fall? Would you be in the stands? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll be back to talk about student athletes and the stadiums they play in right after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.